There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
You got the Mighty Manfred with you for a coolest conversations throwback here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Thanks for listening, and remember to follow, subscribe, rate, and review. My interview with Tuck Smith of the Biters originally aired October the 30th, 2015. He's the frontman in the Atlanta, Georgia-based band, which in the fall of 2018 announced they were going on an indefinite hiatus. Prior to that, they toured worldwide, released a number of singles, EPs, and two albums, the first of which, Electric Blood, was newly released at the time of our talk. We chat about that album, the state of rock and roll, their relationship with New York City's wildlife, and who the cooler Sex Pistol was, Sid Vicious or Glenn Matlock. Also, we talk about their then coolest song of the week, Restless Hearts. Let's hear some of that now, followed by my interview with Tuck on your coolest conversations throwback, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
I'm headed out the door, I told you, liquor store. I got no money in my pocket, but I want more than this world.
Manfred here with you in Little Steven's Underground Garage, and it is time now for today's coolest conversations. And on the line with me is Tuck Smith from the Biters, band based in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Tuck, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm really glad to be here.
Oh, thanks for yakking with me today. Hey, we just took a listen to your coolest song of the week, Restless Hearts, off the new album Electric Blood. And I know you guys have released several EPs prior to this and singles, but this is your debut album, right? Your debut full length.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is.
So you guys have been around how long, since 2009?
Yeah, almost 6 years. Yep.
Almost 6 years. Why did it take 6 years to put out a full length album?
Well, I think it was probably due to monetary funds. You know, we were doing everything DIY, so we decided just to take it back to that kind of 1950s or 1960s kind of business model where you throw, you know, a couple of singles out a year and keep them coming, you know?
You were, like, putting stashing stuff away into a band fund to come up with a full length or to finance a full length, or did you get signed to the record label and they financed it, or how did you put that together?
We finally got Eric Records from Nottingham. You know, we couldn't find like a label to really get behind us, and they did, and it was awesome because, you know, we had the opportunity to do a full length. So yeah, they helped us out and it was awesome.
Oh, so Earache is, when you say Nottingham, we're talking about in the UK, right?
Yes, sir. We're talking about overseas.
Oh, wow. Because you guys are just playing overseas and through the UK just a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, we did a full UK run. It was like 14, 15 days.
Well, I'll talk about that again in a moment here. Let's stay focused on the album because that came out in August. Tell me about making it. Where did you record it and who produced it?
We actually did most of it at Southern Ground Studios, which is it's here close to Atlanta. And a guy that we've been working with for a while, Dan Dixon, he produced it. And he's one of my good friends and mentors. And it was just awesome to be able to have enough time to do it.
And how much time was that?
We had like 2 weeks, man. It was great. And we went on tour in the middle of it and we came back and finished it. So it was nice to have a break.
Well, cool, too. So these songs that are on the album, they've been road tested for a while, right?
No, man. You know, usually I don't think we were playing maybe but one of them live before, you know, because people have such a short attention span. They want to know the lyrics. So we just went out and blazed them these last two tours. We introduced them. And, you know, people are already singing along, which is awesome.
That is awesome. So you are credited with writing Restless Hearts, right? That was your song that you wrote?
Yes, sir. It was.
And how did you come up with that one?
Well, you know, you get up in the middle of the night because you can't sleep because you got ideas running through your head, you know. And, you know, I stay awake a lot at night thinking and stressing and anxiety, and it kind of spawned from that. And then, you know, I kind of put a more positive twist on it where, you know, sometimes, you know, you have a lot of problems the modern world gives you, and you just want to go out and you just want to raise hell for a night and just forget about it. So I really try to put a positive spin on it, but yeah.
So do you typically write most of the songs in the band, or what's the songwriting process like for the Biters?
Yeah, I'm the core songwriter, and I love writing. I think it's one of the hardest things to be able to do, to write like in a pop format, really catchy. It's all been done, but we had a new member come in this year, Philip, and he's been helping with songs too. And it's been great to have a partner to bounce off, you know, bounce ideas off.
So we mentioned, or you mentioned a couple moments ago, that the record label is based overseas in the UK, and you guys are just recently playing over there. Is that the first time you've been playing through the UK?
Well, we did two shows over there a couple years ago when we were doing a European tour. But it wasn't really proper. But yeah, this was the first proper UK tour over there. It was awesome, man. I loved it. I love it in the UK.
You know, I do as well. But I guess when I've been over there and I've done shows and stuff, it's just especially London's excessively expensive. But, you know, the rest of the country, you know, the what we're getting for gigs is pretty low. And you know, the dollar versus the pound, it's, you know, your money goes by pretty quick. How do you feel about all that?
Well, you know, man, the sad fact of it is I've never made any money off playing rock and roll. I would love to be able to really make a profit, but at this point, it's just more of a labor of love. So I kind of look at it as an investment in a business. So when we go there and we break even or whatever, I just, you know, I hope it's just investing in the band, and hopefully one day we can afford good coffee in London that costs £7 or £8, you know.
Oh man. So on your Facebook page, there's this quote, and I'm going to ask you about this quote. It says, "If Tom Petty was assaulted by the Sex Pistols while Steve Bader was pouring the drinks, that scene would approximate the sound of the Biters." So let me ask you, is Steve just pouring the drinks for the Sex Pistols, or was he mixing cocktails for himself and Tom, and then the Sex Pistols showed up?
I would say Steve would be probably, he would probably be mixing cocktails for himself and trying to rein in the party. I think he'd be giving them too.
I hear that. I hear that. So is that the Sex Pistols with Glenn Matlock or Sid Vicious?
Glenn Matlock. Yes. Sid's cool, but Glenn Matlock, you know, he was cooler. It's all right.
Yeah. You know, in fact, I was thinking, if you had Sid there, he probably would be too drunk to throw a punch. You know, he probably wouldn't be sober enough to be able to help out, really. So when I listen to you guys, I hear, it's a lot more like Cheap Trick and a lot of real sort of, early 70s, mid-70s glam sort of feeling or elements than the Sex Pistols or the Dead Boys era of Steve Bader's. What do you think?
I didn't write that review, but that's fine. You know, I love everything from 70s punk to 60s stuff to glam. And yes, the early 70s glam stuff, and especially like Cheap Trick, I love them, and that whole kind of power pop genre.
Right.
You know, and I grew up on my Southern rock too, so stuff like Tom Petty is definitely a major influence on songwriting. But yeah, I agree with you on that.
So, are you guys pals with Wildlife from Jersey City, New Jersey?
Yes, I am. I produced their last two full lengths.
All right. Yeah, I spoke with Dangerous Dave Feldman weeks back, and he was singing y'all's praises. How did you guys come in contact with each other?
Well, first of all, I love Dangerous Dave. You got, he's really dangerous. That is not a fake reputation. You got to stay away from him. I met them up and played Maxwell's in New Jersey. And I always thought the band was really, really cool, and we kept in contact. And then when we would go tour up the Northeast Corridor, I would always ask them to jump on shows. And, we developed a kinship, and I really look for new bands to try to work with, like-minded bands. And I was like, you guys got to come down here and do a record. And then it just kept going from there, the bond.
Very cool. And so this latest album of theirs, you produced that as well. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. It's not released yet. So.
Okay. I was wondering. So, Tuck, do you have a heart full of rock and roll?
I do, sir. A big, pumping heart full of rock and roll.
How about your spleen? You got some rock and roll in your spleen?
Oh, man. I got a little bit of soul in my spleen. I'm just kidding. Yes, sir. All in there. My liver, all my guts are rock and roll.
Well, you know, so I want us to take a listen to A Heart Full of Rock and Roll. That's another track off of Electric Blood. But I'm going to point out in the song you sing, you know, oh, mama, why can't they see I'm the last of a dying breed? So what's the state of rock and roll, man?
I don't want to focus on the negative too much, but, you know, a lot of the music today, I can't really relate to a lot of the new genres. There's not a lot of younger kids or the youth movement really getting into rock and roll. A lot of the best bands are heritage acts, and I love them. But I would really love a new breed and some new blood in the rock and roll to kind of, you know, bring it back to the youth. I can't relate to a lot of the new, like, hip-hop culture and things like that. And, a band like the Biters, there's very, very few bands like us doing what we're doing, and not just in the country. There's a handful on the planet. So when I say last of a dying breed, that's what I mean. We're still, you know, pushing, you know, rock and roll on the message and everything.
Oh, I'm right there with you. You know, it's like, kind of figure you guys, the Biters, kind of like a high plains drifter, you know, like Clint Eastwood's got a fistful of dollars. It's kind of mystical musical revenge, you know. It's like the West is changing, but there comes the man with no name. The Biters arrive on the scene, you know, doing justice to the people.
You know what? That's very romantic, and I love to think of stuff that way. Otherwise, I would be like, what the hell am I?
So, how old are you? How old are you, Tuck?
Me? I'm 30.
You're 30. Okay, you got a couple of years left in you, for certain. And when you're overseas and you're like play these shows in England, what was the, were you playing to 50-year-olds, or you were playing to 20-something-year-olds, or what do you think? What was the age?
You know, what's weird, it's a mix over there, because we have a lot of the older crowd that really know our influences, and then we do have, you know, the core kind of underground rock and roll scene of the younger scene too, which is great. So, which is cool. We can, you know, relate to everybody.
Let's take a listen to Heart Full of Rock and Roll. But first, thanks again so much for taking the time to speak with me today, Tuck, on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
All right. And now here's the Biters with Heart Full of Rock and Roll off the album Electric Blood in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
And I'm looking for a revolution. They make their fame and fortune when they sell us noise pollution. But I don't need no thought control. I'll be free till the blood runs cold inside. Oh mama, why can't they see I'm the last.
There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.